What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Confidence Restored podcast presented by CC America, also known as Confidence Centers of America, and hosted by Tamaria Jordan. This is a show designed to help you build your confidence, increase your faith, and get mentally fit to overcome any trials and tribulations you may encounter. Through personal testimonies of faith, inspiration, and transformation, Tamaria and guests seek to inspire and uplift you. This message is delivered by us, CCing you on lessons learned in hopes of encouraging you regardless of where you are in life. Enjoy the show.
Today, I just felt like I was getting a lot of revelation as it relates to life. And so as I was thinking about today, April 8th, 2024, I couldn't help but think about all of the things that I've been seeing online about the total solar eclipse. And when we think about the eclipse by meaning just means that in a total solar eclipse that the moon will completely cover the sun. However, there are many scriptures that reference, when we think about it, signs and wonders in the sky. And so I remember growing up and being really afraid of Revelation 6, where it says, starting in verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, who shall be able to stand? And so when I thought about that, I thought about the fact that when we look at some of the messages that are happening now, they're talking about doom and gloom. But I was also driven to think about 2 Timothy 1, where Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Jesus Christ, was talking to Timothy. And so in 2 Timothy 1, continuing on in verse 7, it says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And so as I was driving today, I felt led to listen to Acts, the entire book. And the reason that this is important is because a lot of the things that we see happening now as it relates to earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars, a lot of these things are chronicled in the Bible in multiple places. So Luke 21, also in the book of Matthew, Matthew 24. But I felt led to read Acts, but then also to consider the messages in the times in which we're living in. And so when you go back to Acts 1, starting in verse 1, it says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he spoke these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And so that's in Acts 1. And so Acts 2 is really where I want to focus, because I think about this eclipse and I think about the fact that the word reminds us to be ye also ready. So when I think about Acts 2, this is where they were in the upper room and they received the Holy Spirit. And so in verse 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and Pentecost occurs after Easter. And so interestingly enough, it wasn't until today that I realized that the term Easter is in the Bible specifically, but then also the fact that Pentecost is a Christian holiday that takes place on the 50th day after Easter Sunday. And so I thought, interesting. When it talks about the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. So they were first on one accord. They were in one place. And then there was a rushing mighty wind. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so when we think about this, in Acts 1, it tells us that they were all together. They gathered together in the upper room. But what I found interesting is the fact that many of us may not realize how many people were in the upper room. And it literally says in verse 15 in Acts 1, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. So there were a lot of people in the upper room that received the gift of speaking in tongues in the Holy Spirit. And so when we think about this, it is interesting because as you scan a little bit further down in Acts 2, verse 14, it says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it, but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And this is the scripture, verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. So for whoever that's for, your flesh shall rest in hope, because thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. And so when I thought about that, I said, okay, this is really, you know, encouraging as it relates to the signs of the times and repentance. But when you fast forward to verse 36, so they're talking now about the fact that the people who were waiting for a Savior crucified the Savior. He became a stumbling stone. But in 36, it says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And when we think about what it means to be untoward, I looked it up, and Merriam-Webster says it means difficult to guide, manage, or work with, marked by trouble or unhappiness, not favorable, improper. But then when you look at BibleStudyTools.com, it talks about this in verse 40. Of course, save yourselves from this untoward generation, but it's really looking at the fact that this generation is perverse and crooked. And so when we think about being untoward, we really have to look at ourselves and say, okay, am I moving toward Christ or am I moving away from Christ? And so there are several scriptures that talk about the fact that there will be signs, there will be wonders. Luke 21 tells us to watch and pray always that we may be able to escape these things. Psalm 121 tells us, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And so when we think about these things, we think about the promises. And even in Psalm 91, there's promises. And it says in verse 5, Psalm 91, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 can fall at your side, 10,000 on your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. But we have to believe. And in verse 15, it says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. But it comes with conditions. In verse 14, it reads, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. So we have to know who God is for ourselves. We have to repent. We have to go to God and say, okay, God, I trust you. I may not understand everything that's happening right now. I may at times allow fear to get in the way, but As it says in 2 Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and of love and a sound mind. And so before I wrap up, I'll leave you with Matthew 24. In any of these scriptures, I always tell people, go read it for yourself. But it talks about the fact that starting in verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, so wrongdoing, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Meaning, we endure our love for Christ and we don't give it up no matter what. And in verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For whosoever the carcass is, there will be eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. They shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as of the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of a house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. So what I will say is, the Lord does not want us to perish in our wickedness. He wants to give us time. And what people will do is have you afraid. But again, the word tells us that he has not given us the spirit of fear. So there's no need to fear. But essentially, God is saying, pay attention because I will give you signs. No one knows the day nor the hour. No one. So when you hear people saying, like, they think this or they think that, I will say the word says no one knows the day or the hour. That includes them. If the Son of Man doesn't know, they don't know either. But what we do know is that the word tells us that in those days, while we know that things are going to come, we know that there's going to be signs and wonders in the sky. What it does remind us in Luke 21, at the very end of the chapter, is that in verse 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. And so I titled this The Total Eclipse, Be Ye Also Ready, because in the various scriptures, it reminds us to watch, to be on our guard, to pay attention, but in all things to just repent. And literally, he is just asking us at this point to just be ready, because no person knows when God will come. But what I will encourage you to do is know the word for yourself and know what you need to do in your heart to prepare. And when I tell you, reading through the whole book of Acts today, it was a good refresher, because even when they faced trials and tribulation, a lot of the things that were prophesied then we see happening now. But because no one knows the day nor the hour, their goal was to speak to their generation. And so in this time, as in Acts 2, it says that in the end days, God will pour out his spirit on everyone, pretty much. There will be men, women, maidservants. It literally says in verse 17, Acts chapter 2, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. On my servants, on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. And then it goes on again, blood and fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. But it says in verse 21, and I hope this encourages someone, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So in all of this, I just hope that you feel encouraged and you know that regardless of what you may see, regardless of what the news may say, what other people may say, God has given us hope for today. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. So I hope and pray that you have a wonderful day. And in the words of my late great grandmother, keep on keeping on. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to another live taping of the Confidence Restored podcast by CC America. We are grateful that you tune in week after week and join us for testimonies of faith, inspiration, and transformation. Please be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe, and let others know that you are listening to the Confidence Restored podcast. You can also now buy us a coffee to show appreciation at buymeacoffee.com/CC America. Until next time, be blessed.